Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Chulin, parak Kol HaBasar. So it says in the Mishnah, Tipas Chalav Shnafal Al Chaticha, if you have a drop of milk that falls on a piece of hot meat, Im Yesh Pabinosin Tambas Al Chaticha, if the milk gives enough, is enough milk that it gives tam, it gives flavor of milk into that piece of meat, Asr, so then the whole piece of meat is Asr, it's all Asr because it becomes Basar B'Chalav. So even though the milk first only gets absorbed in the first piece of meat that it hits, so that becomes basar b'chalav, and now that becomes chaticha nas nevela. That whole chaticha becomes a chaticha of basar b'chalav, and then it will go through to the next slice of meat and the next slice of meat and throughout the whole rest of the pot. Near as a kedera, but if you stirred the pot as the milk was falling in, im yesh b'nasna basar kedera aser, then it's only going to be aser if it's enough milk to give time into the whole kedera, not just into that top piece of meat, because then when you measure the shishim, you measure the shishim of the entire kedera against the milk. Hakchal koru umotzias chalba. If you want a kasher and udder, you rip it open and you take out its milk, and then you can eat it like a piece of meat. Lo krao ino overlove. If you didn't cut it open and you take the milk out, in order to take the milk out, and you just cooked it, so you didn't violate any iser, meaning it's only usher to have kchal that still has milk in it with other meat, not with the kchal meat itself. Halev koru motzias damo. The heart has dam in it, so you're supposed to rip it open and pull out the dam from the heart so that you can kasher it and then eat it together with other stuff. Lo krao ein over alav. But if you didn't rip it open, so the blood in it is not going to prohibit it. Hamala sofim agvin al shulchan. If a person puts chicken and cheese on the table at the same time, ain't over below sase. He didn't violate a lo sase. You're not supposed to put chicken and cheese on the table at the same time in a kli rishon. You know, this can become basar b'chalav midrabanan, but it's not a lo sase because it's only midrabanan. Mishnah Dalid. Besar behematora b'chalav behematora. Kosher meat with meat from a kosher animal with milk from a kosher animal. Asur levashal v'asur b'hana is asur to cook together, and it's nisur hana if it does get cooked together. Besar if you have kosher meat with milk from a non-kosher animal, or or you have pork, let's say, with milk from a kosher animal, you're not allowed to eat it, obviously, because one of them is not kosher, so you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat pork, you're not allowed to eat pig milk, but you're allowed to cook it together, and you're allowed to get hana from it if it were cooked together, because it's not real basar b'chalav. Rabbi Akiva Omer, chayev of in the Minatora, that even basar chaya or basar of mixed with milk is not basar b'chalav Minatora. Shnemar lo shvashal gedi b'chalav mo shalosh pavim prat l'chayel of ulbeim etmeya, because it says lo shvashal gedi b'chalav mo three times. Why does it give the example of gedi all three times? To tell me a gedi and not a wild beast, a gedi and not a bird, a gedi and not a non-kosher animal, they would not be in the category of basar b'chalav. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Amar Nemar lo soch l'kol nevela. The pasuk says you're not allowed to eat nevela. V'nemar lo shvashal gedi b'chalev imo, and it says you're not allowed to cook a gedi in its mother's milk. So es sha'asur mishum nevela asur levashal b'chalev, whatever could become a nevela, you're not allowed to cook with milk, meaning any kosher animal, even a chaya, could become a nevela technically, but a non-kosher animal cannot become a nevela because it's always going to be behemah tmeya. Ov sha'asur mishum nevela yochli asur levashal b'chalev. So you might think that bird meat would be included in the Yisro Basar B'chalav. Tamalam Rechalev Imo, Yatsa'ov Sheinu Chalev Eim. That's why it says B'chalev Imo, in the mother's milk, to exclude a bird, because a bird doesn't have mother's milk. And that's how we know that it's not subject to Basar B'chalav Midaraisa. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel we said that if a drop of milk falls on a piece of meat in a large stew, and there's not 60 times the meat that in that piece of meat can neged the drop of milk, the whole thing becomes nevela, and then it will go and chafe up the rest of the pot as well. But if you mix it as the milk falls in, then we measure the shishim from the whole pot against that piece of milk. And then we said that even though an udder has milk in it and a heart has blood in it, so you're supposed to rip it open and remove the milk or remove the blood. But if you don't, you're still allowed to eat the udder, you're still allowed to eat the heart. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said, that kosher milk and kosher meat, milk and meat from a kosher animal, is real basar b'chal mita raisa, and it's also b'bishul and b'hana, not just also b'achila. But if one or the other is not kosher, then it's not basar b'chal mita raisa. And Rabbi Akiva said that a chaya and oaf are also not basar b'chal mita raisa, because we exclude them from the fact that it says, it keeps on saying gedi each time. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that that a chaya is that a behemoth tmeah is excluded because it can never become nevela, and an oaf is excluded because it does not have chalav aim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakhas Mishnah Hey.